AM 1450 KATE, Albert Lea Radio. Time to talk some girls soccer on Afternoons with Erin. Amy Wachholz, the head coach of the Albert Lea girls soccer team, joins us. And Amy, a good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Going to be a nice day for a soccer for your team coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that later on our conversation. We haven't had a chance to talk since the season began, so let's kind of recap the four games that the Tiger soccer team has played so far. 0-4 in the season. Best game probably the season was on that first one late August, a 3-2 loss to a Fairmont. A game went into double overtime. Give us your thoughts on what was an exciting matchup, even though your team came up just a little bit short, but that's a thriller to kick off the season.
Yeah, it was a pretty intense game. We were actually down 2-0 at halftime and came back to tie it, and so that was super exciting. And we actually thought it was going to be just a tie 2-2 because last year with COVID, they didn't do any overtime. So we were getting ready to shake hands and the refs were like, no, we go into overtime. So, you know, there we went and held 2-2 the first overtime. And then the second overtime, they scored with like 2 minutes left on the clock. So a little bit of a heartbreaker, but Fairmont, they were a really tough team and we played really well against them. And I was just super proud of the girls, being that was kind of our first regular season game, so we fought really hard.
Now, Amy, who had the two goals for your team?
So Morgan Luring, our forward, she's our junior forward, she had both the goals for that game.
And when it comes to goaltending, who's the goaltender this year? I'm sure she had to make a lot of saves in that matchup.
Yeah, Maddie Vanderside, she's a junior this year, and she has just, you know, we've only had four games, but she has just had a phenomenal season. She's saved us many goals so far, so she's just been working her tail off back there.
So an opening day loss, 3-2, double overtime loss back on August 28th against Fairmont. Amy Wachholz again, head coach, Albert Lea girls soccer team. Let's talk about a game on Thursday, September 2nd at Owatonna, a big school in the Big Nine. Your team gets beat 5-0. Give us your thoughts on that matchup.
Yeah, so I mean, that was a tough game. Owatonna, they come out strong every year, and that was one of those games where the score didn't really tell the whole story of how the girls played. We played a tough game, and we let in a few easy goals that probably shouldn't have happened, and that's just part of the beginning of the season. We have new faces, new teammates, so trying to, you know, learn how each other, you know, plays and that, you know, sort of thing. But they played tough, and even though, you know, the score, we lost 5-0, I was really proud of them. The girls played really hard.
Amy, on a Tuesday, September 7th, your team was at Stuartville, a close matchup. Your team gets beat 2-0. Did you have some good scoring opportunities in that game?
You know, we did. That game was a little bit different. We just didn't come out ready to play that game. It was a little more frustrating, and not only on my end, but the girls were frustrated as well. I think we that was a game that we could have won, you know, given a different day, different time. I think we could have beat Stuartville, and so that was a little bit frustrating for everybody. And it was a little bit of an eye-opener. You know, we got to come out strong every game. And Stuartville isn't a team that I think we've played recently, and so I don't know if we came in overconfident and just, you know, didn't play how we should have, but that was a little bit more of a frustration.
2-0 loss to Stuartville. Are they a team that's in your section this year?
I don't believe they are. That's a good question. I'm not 100% positive. I would love to play them again.
And that's why I bring it up. That's why I bring it up.
Yeah, I'm not 100% confident on that, because I do feel like it would be a really good matchup for us to play them again. So I'll have to look into that.
One more game to recap. Yesterday against Rochester Century, the Panthers on the road, 7-0 victory for Century. Again, just to recap that game for us.
Yeah, Century is another just tough team. I think the thing we're struggling with for Albert Lea is that we don't have the numbers like these bigger schools have, and that's something that I want to start pushing, getting our younger girls into soccer, because, you know, I have 15 rostered varsity girls, and when you look at Century and Owatonna, they probably have 20 or 25 rostered varsity girls, and so I think we struggle with just having some some depth and more players. And so I think that's going to be a struggle when we play these big teams. The girls fought hard though last night. Again, it's, you know, we played really good for about three quarters of the game. The last 20 minutes was a little bit of a tornado. And I think they scored maybe three of those goals in the last 20 minutes. But it's hard to be upset in some of these losses because they come out and they try their best, and it's not for lack of effort by any means. So, you know, we live and learn and just kind of keep pushing forward and changing things in practices to hopefully, you know, get a win our next game.
Amy Wankeltz, head coach, Yelbert Lee girls soccer team, with us here on Afternoons with Erin. Team is now 0-4, and let's preview the three games that are coming up before we talk to you next Friday. And looking at records, this is a week on paper. It looks like your team can pick up some wins. You got Faribault coming up tomorrow at home. Get out to the Gus, noon start, and then a home game against John Marshall on Tuesday, at Austin coming up on Thursday. Both those games next week at 7. Talk about the Falcons, the Rockets, and the Packers coming up this week.
Yeah, so tomorrow, I'm excited for tomorrow. We talked last night with just kind of the frustration of starting out 0-4, and Spencer, who's a JV coach, you know, said it perfect. He's like, I would not want to be a Falcon tomorrow, just because I think our girls are, they're going to come out tough, and we're all wanting a win, you know, so badly. So I feel like they're going to come out really strong. And on top of that, we finally get a home game. So we've been on the road from the get-go. We haven't had a home game yet. And so we'll have, you know, the advantage of being able to play on the turf, which is where we practice every day. And so I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. And then, yeah, with the Rockets and the Packers too next week, I think we have a good chance at, you know, coming home with some wins if we just, you know, kind of keep playing how we're playing. And, you know, I think we just need to stay confident as a team that we can, you know, we can compete with these teams too. So,
Amy Wankeltz again, head coach of the Yelbert Lee girls soccer team, joining us here on KETE. That game tomorrow at noon at the Gus. You can plan your Saturday to be at the Gus all day. Girls soccer at noon, football at 7 o'clock. Going to be a beautiful day to cheer on our Tigers. Amy, thank you so much for the time. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again next Friday.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.